Where do you need wisdom? Hi there, I'm Emily Tenter. Welcome to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Wisdom. Can probably never have too much of that. Where does wisdom come from and how do we get some? It's what our story is about today. This one is called God's Offer of Wisdom, and it was written by Enid Adaniina Majuni. Have you ever been in a situation where you needed to make an important decision, but you weren't sure how to go about it? Do you sometimes fear that taking a wrong path would cost you, maybe jeopardizing your happiness or your relationships, and yet you're not sure of the right path to take? Oftentimes, we find ourselves in situations where our knowledge and understanding is limited, and we don't know what to do, or even where to start. If we're going to make good decisions, we'll have to apply wisdom. Wisdom is like a lamp that illuminates the way where there is darkness. And the Bible tells us that God is the source of wisdom, in Proverbs 2, verse 6. We see this in 1 Corinthians 1:30. Paul writes to people who have put their trust in Jesus, "God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin." Jesus is our wisdom, and through his death and resurrection, we can be in relationship with God. And God wants to help us. In James chapter 1, God invites us to ask him for wisdom, and he promises to give it to us in verse 5. So whenever we need to make a decision, we can ask God for help. One of the ways God guides us is through his word, the Bible. James goes on to say, "Humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. But don't just listen to God's word, you must do what it says." Verses 21 through 22. This passage echoes something Jesus said, that a person who hears his words and does them is like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. Matthew 7:24. So if we live according to God's word, then our decisions will be built on a firm foundation. When we are at a crossroads of decision-making, wondering which way to go, we need not grope in the dark. God is there, ready to light the way. John 8:12. Let us accept God's offer of wisdom so we can make good decisions in every situation. James 1 verse 5 says, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking." So let's talk about this. Where do you need wisdom? Consider taking a moment to talk to God about this. Are you ever afraid of making the wrong decision? There are some situations in our lives where there isn't a right or wrong choice. And no matter what happens, as Christians, we can know that Jesus will be with us through everything we face. How might this truth give you hope? You can find more truth today in your Bible. Check out Proverbs 2, verse 6, Matthew 7, 24 through 29, and 1 Corinthians 1:30 to keep God's word alive in your life. Thanks so much for being here for this episode of Unlocked. Have you ever thought about writing for Unlocked? If you go on our website, unlocked.org, you can find our writer's guidelines, and that page will tell you everything you need to know in order to craft and submit a devotional story of your own. So check it out. Okay, that is it for me. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live your life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.